Elected Harare councillors met for the first time since the July 31 elections today and elected one of their own to be the mayor of the capital for the next 5 years. After 45 elected councillors present cast their votes, Harare Provincial Administrator Alfred Tome declared finance guru Bernard Gabriel Manyenyeni duly elected mayor of Harare after garnering 38 votes against the ZANU-PF candidate Bidul Musachke Gwasira, who got only 7 votes. ZANU-PF has a total of 7 seats in the Harare City Council, while Councillor Tungamirai Madzokere failed to cast his vote as he is in prison awaiting judgment in a case in which he stands accused together with 28 other MDCT activists of murdering a senior police officer in Harare's Glenview suburb in 2011. Tome said there were no spoiled ballots in the mayoral election.
For the information given to me and the powers that are invested in me, my friends, Gwasira, you got 7 votes. And B. Manyenyeni, you got 38 votes.
Tome also announced that Manyenyeni will be deputized by Thomas Muzuva of the MDCT, who won with the same result against Councillor Samuel Garachani of ZANU-PF. The provincial administrator urged the new city fathers to ensure that they improve service delivery in Harare.
May I urge you, all of you, the mayor and the deputy mayor, and all you honorable councillors, you have the message, you got the mandate from your people. Remember the people in your ward. Remember the children in your ward. Remember the women in your ward. Remember those roads, those facilities, they have actually been installed in you. That all that has been actually invested in you to take care. Remember, as a ward, you represent your constituents. Can you answer as a councillor? Can you answer, your worship, the mayor, that demand from your constituency, that mandate from the constituency that made you sit on that chair?
Following the declaration of results by Tome, there was jubilation among MDCT councillors and the party's supporters and provincial leadership that had filled the public gallery to capacity, while others peeped through the windows to witness what was happening in the council chambers. In his acceptance speech, Manyenyeni promised to urgently address Harare's perennial water problems and housing issues.
The city has many challenges, particularly water. Our roads are an eyesore. The issue of garbage or refuse collection, waste management. Housing is a critical issue. I will be the first to admit that illegal settlements are not matters of personal choice. Those are matters of desperation and despair. Until and unless we address the housing needs of all our people, illegal settlements will mushroom. It will be our duty as city fathers, in consultation with national government, to make sure that there is land available, that there are housing developments that can accommodate all our people. We need to deal with street lighting and general maintenance. I think in the 46 of us, we have chosen men and women who have put their hands up and accepted the duty to serve you all. I look forward to leading them all. I can count on the support of all of you, and I commit the work of this council in God's hands. I thank you.
Muzuva, the deputy mayor-elect, said Town House will also prioritize refuse collection, especially in informal settlements that are mushrooming throughout Harare. He warned that if council does not act with speed, there could soon be outbreaks of waterborne diseases such as cholera and typhoid that killed several people in the recent past.
People out there need water to drink. They need safe roads to travel on. They want to see garbage being collected. Not only as we were doing before, but I would also want to extend garbage collection to the peri-urban settlements, which were set by our fellow friends from ZANU-PF. Talking of, we want to see vehicles collecting garbage from Joshua Nkwabu Konkomo. We want to see garbage being collected from Nand Housing Cooperative. Because if the disease outbreak, they will spread to the normal locations.
Manyenyeni replaces Muchadei Masunda, whose term of office came to an end following the July 31 polls. Meanwhile, Councillor Philip Mutoti of MDCT was elected new Chitungiza mayor and will be deputized by Godwo Mushangwe, also of the MDCT. In Bulawayo, Martin Moyo was elected mayor and will be deputized by Councillor Gift Banda. ZANU-PF's Patrick Chidakwa was elected Marondera mayor. The election of elected councillors as mayors today came in the wake of local government minister Ignatius Chombo's directive barring unelected officials from contesting for positions within local authorities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.